I was myself chairman of Indian Council of Philosophical Research, and I made a big effort in involving philosophers in this task. Unfortunately, however, the response was quite disproportionate to the amount of labor that I put into. And today again, my program of value education has been shared with the Indian Council of Philosophical Research. We don't have the money, their answer, simple answer, we don't have the money today in our Indian Council of Philosophical Research to be engaged in the philosophy of value education.
So eventually it all boils down to this lack of idealism or aspiration for a better world. And there, all these excuses are not clear, because if you really believe in something, the money somehow finds its way into that.
Will come.
But the point is that they don't believe in it, so they don't even make an effort towards it. So
it is actually, you might say, invasion of barbarism in our civilized world. It is this which is the central melody of our society, a central problem. And we must ask this question, what is the meaning of barbarism? Barbarism is not necessarily tied up to primitive times. Any human being who is interested only how to sustain one's life in the body and to be engaged exclusively on it is barbarism.
Beautifully put. That seems to be absolutely the diagnosis of the malady of our country.
It is the invasion of barbarism in our civilized world. I say civilized world because of the history of the past, we have high elements of civilization available. But available to whom now today? To increasing number of people whose main concern is the sustenance of physical life, embellishment of physical life, and prosperity of physical life. It is this which is a state of crisis. You know, Sri Aurobindo has spoken of evolutionary crisis today. And this is an idea which I would like to dwell upon. We have to deal with the whole problem or the series of problems that we have discussed on a very large scale. We have to bring awareness among people that we are passing through an evolutionary crisis. And we have to explain what does it mean. Now, since we are talking at a very brief level, I would simply say, I would like to define crisis as a state in which a proposition has got to be worked out and it is now found that it is hardly possible to work it out. When you arrive at that stage, it is called a stage of crisis. Something has got to be done. On the other hand, you can say it is hardly possible to do.
So the moment of recognition.
That is the process, that is the stage of crisis. The crisis is that mankind today requires a spiritual dynamism. Now the gulf between our concern for the physical life and concern for spiritual dynamism is so great that we have to rise first of all from physical life to life of creativity, of impulsive life being channelized for sublime purposes. and then mental life, intellectual life, and then the spiritual life. Now the gulf is so great that you have to require a tremendous effort to move from this where we are now stuck, to rise to that level. And this is urgent. It is imperative. Because it is urgent and imperative, and because we are still at a very low level, the gulf is very great, you can say it is hardly possible for us to reply to it. Therefore we are in a crisis. And we have to think about this problem. We are at a real critical point.
So, there are people at different levels of existence. So those who have understood this problem, they have to expand their mind. Those who are totally ignorant of this crisis need to be shown this crisis so that they may contribute and participate.
You are right, absolutely.
So the only option is to break the circle of existence that is there at present, is to make the best effort anybody can to permeate into this whole system and widen the horizons of those who are ignorant.
I agree entirely. Actually, I would say that you should have one special niche where the present evolutionary crisis is discussed in our country. We should bring people together, and this should be the theme to be discussed. A realization that there is a crisis, and this crisis is evolutionary crisis, and the nature of this crisis. Then people will begin to ask how to break this crisis. And your questions at the beginning, which you raised about child and looking after young people and all that, we will then see how much attention we need to give to education.
Absolutely, because when you go to shops, you do find books flooded, your bookshops flooded with books on mind and body, somebody is talking about body and soul. But when you actually see a mother tending to a child, you see that she loves him, but she loves him like a mixed bag, and she can't really figure out what all there exists within him.
And what is how to give the message actually.
Yes, so the point is that does society or parents and teachers look at the child as an independent person who has a body, a life, a mind and a soul, and all these different elements in him not only need to be recognized, but each of these elements needs to be nourished.
Well,
truly speaking,
you have defined already both a problem and a solution. The problem is that of education. The solution is to provide the right education.
So education,
and you can say education is the most important problem of our country.
But education, before we teach the child, we have to educate the teachers, we have to educate the parents, so that they may educate the child.
Yeah, right, absolutely. That's why.
So it has to be a comprehensive program.
It is multi-pronged, but among all of them, I had the privilege of discussing this question with the late Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. And she asked me, what is the key for the change of educational system? So I said, teachers in our country. Unless our teachers realize the problem of this crisis, unless they study this problem in depth, unless they equip themselves to be the vehicles of the solution of the crisis, because it is only through teachers that messages will be transmitted to young people. Teachers have to be good instructors. They have to be good examples. They are the carriers of highest influence. So if your children are to be brought up to higher levels which are needed today, main burden is with teachers. And most important problem is training of teachers. And that is our weakest point in our country. And this is not realized by many people. What is our training program of teachers? Ask somebody, how do you train your teachers in your country? And you will see pathetic answers. Our B.Ed. courses are 9-month courses, of which 3 months are holidays. Out of 6 months, plenty of holidays, in any case, Sunday, Saturday, everything put together, and then many festivals. Within a few months, a graduate becomes B.Ed. And he is then asked to teach. Not many people even know that if you want to diagnose, one of the worst maladies of our country is our neglect of training of teachers. So I would very much like that there has to be a very powerful movement to demand from the government to provide large-scale programs of training. We have pre-service, in-service programs. And if you see the dimensions of these programs, they are so perfunctory, so poor, so lethargic. When one sees the present situation, one would cry out, why? Why this is so? We have to diagnose properly. And I would very much like that people who are today of your age, you are the potential leaders of this country, and if you understand that one of the most important problems of our country is training of teachers.
So basically we need to understand that a teacher is not only somebody who knows her subject well, because the subject is not math, science, English, history, her subject is child.
Evolutionary crisis. And the reference to the child, how a child can be educated in the condition in which we exist today in the whole world, and that is evolutionary crisis. It's a completely different dimension, which is not even conceived, but that is a fact.
So that is, the 9 months is certainly very short.
It's not a question of 9 months at all, it's a question of the long period of training that you should give to the people to become teachers.
And also the kind of training that has yes. to be connected. It is just not more of this.
And teachers of teachers.
Yes.
And teachers of teachers of teachers. You can see the train of thought that one should apply. And it's a very urgent task. Mm. It's to be done yesterday.
So we at least reach one conclusion that somehow the most fundamental and urgent task today in our country is first of all to shift the focus of the country towards the sovereignty of the child, the importance of the child, A. And therefore to make sure that the teacher's training program is given fundamental importance, which would be at least a step in the direction of a change in the system of education.
Excellent, thank you. You have done very well. Thank you. All right, today is all right, no?
Well, because it was the first time, you know, I was